The man who inspired Spielberg's The Terminal lived as a refugee in a departure lounge. Mehran Karimi Nazeri was born in 1942 in Iran, in the Anglo-Persian Oil Company settlement. In 1973, he was accepted at the University of Bradford to study Yugoslav studies and lived there for 3 years. After he finished the studies, he returned to Iran. During that time, there were protests against the Shah in Iran, and Nazeri joined the revolt. As a result of this, he was expelled from his country and applied for an asylum in several countries. In the end, he received refugee status in Belgium. Supposedly, the status of a refugee allowed him to reside in many other European countries. So, Nazeri decided to move to the UK in 1986, and later departed for London in 1988. During the journey, his briefcase was stolen with his documents in it. Even though he claimed that his mother was a nurse from Scotland, he didn't provide any evidence to support his claim. British immigration officials didn't let him enter the country, so he was promptly returned to France. When he had showed up without any legal documents in France, he was arrested by the police. However, since he entered the country legally, didn't possess any papers, and had no country of origin to return to, the only place where he could stay was the departure lounge at Terminal 1. The French court ruled that Nazeri couldn't be expelled from the airport because he got there legally, but that wasn't enough for him to be granted permission for entering the country. In 1995, Belgium officials decided that they would grant Nazeri permission. He could return to Belgium only if he accepted to live there under the supervision of a social worker. But Nazeri had other plans for his life. He still wanted to get to the United Kingdom and refused the offer from Belgium, and of course remained living at the airport. The man didn't waste his time. He spent his days just like any other person on the other side of the airport's doors. He sat with his luggage by his side. He read books, studied economics, wrote his diary, befriended employees at the airport who gave him food and newspapers. He almost had a normal life. He was the inspiration for Spielberg's movie, The Terminal. Apparently, Nazeri got paid $250,000 for the rights by DreamWorks. He was excited about the movie and carried a poster advertising it in Terminal 1. He remained there until 2006 when he was hospitalised. After he left the hospital, he was transferred to the charity centre in Paris. Since 2008, he has lived in a Paris shelter.